The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to another Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want us to again look at the character of Moses and what God did through Moses. A previous podcast we considered how he knew his identity was in God and not in what he was called to do. And it's good for us to be in the same place. Whatever we've been called to do, the most important thing is knowing that we belong to Jesus. Praise the Lord. We also considered his willingness and submission to putting the blood of a lamb on the doors of the people of Israel. And this meant that an angel of death would pass over where they put the blood, and they would be protected and delivered. And I just was urging you again to make sure the cross is always central in your ministry, in your preaching, in your life, that what Jesus did in dying for us is the most powerful and significant thing. And then we just mentioned how he crossed the Red Sea, a formidable barrier, when the Pharaoh was pursuing them again, changing his mind, chasing after them. They stand before the Red Sea. Moses holds up his rod, the waters part, and they go through safely. I just want to again exhort and encourage us that in our ministry we will face barriers, and we need first of all to discern whether a barrier is God's provision to stop us embarking on a course which is unhelpful, but where we know in our hearts before God that there's nothing wrong, there's nothing that God is holding up things for us, but it is a barrier which the enemy has put in front of us, we can believe God to pass safely through. But now, today, my main message is to encourage us to be those who can receive revelation from God and have a good understanding of the character of God and the way that God wants us to behave. Moses was entrusted with the Ten Commandments. He was on the mountain waiting upon God. And I shall talk about this by God's grace on another occasion in more detail, but I just believe as leaders we can be so proactive, we can be so committed to what we're seeking to do for God that again we're not waiting on God. Moses didn't receive the Ten Commandments within seconds of going up the mountain. We get the impression he was there for some time before God revealed such vital truths. And there are times when waiting upon God will reveal to us things that God wants us to know and things that we need to proclaim. And it's always very powerful when you can, with integrity, say to a people, not boasting, of course, in any sense, but in all humility, to say, I'm sharing with you today what I believe God has revealed to me to share with you. And that will make all the difference. Now, that doesn't mean that God doesn't provide something spontaneously, but it simply means that our heart is always to seek God. So what is it that we need to find? What is it that we need to dwell upon? And it is simply waiting in God's presence is going to enable us to discover more of his character and to enable us to discover more of how we should behave. Now, I know we've got the Ten Commandments now, but it is vital that we hold them dear in terms of our leadership, in terms of our ministry. Remember, there are four commandments that speak to us so much about the nature of God. No other gods but him, no images to try and represent him, honouring his name, keeping a day separate in order to worship him and praise him. And we know these things are increasingly challenged, and it's very sad to hear people who think that Christianity is one of many religions. We must be fearless to say Jesus is the only way. And when it comes to behaviour, our attitude to theft and corruption and dishonesty, we know what the commandments say. Our attitude to marriage and therefore to adultery and to fornication and immorality, it's clear God has spoken about what is honouring to him. And our attitude to authority, they're all there in the commandments. I'm just wanting to encourage us. Make sure that these things are foundational in your ministry. Don't let there be any ambiguity, any vagueness. Let us be absolutely forthright. This is what God is looking to see in us. Well, God bless you, and thank you for listening.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.co.uk. Join us again soon for the Pastor's Podcast.